His name is Hallis Malin. He served in Korea in the demilitarized zone in the early 1980s. He left the Army after a harrowing but little publicized incident. In June of 1981, a mentally ill soldier inspired by extremist Muslim ideology killed four of Malin's fellow soldiers and injured a third during firing range practice. Malin helped carry the wounded soldier to safety. After that, he says, he became a nonviolent activist.
So then I got out, became a pacifist, became one of seven people that started Veterans for Peace in Rockford, Illinois.
Malin also spent years trying to get mental health benefits from the Veterans Administration to treat his post-traumatic stress disorder, the result of witnessing the murder of his fellow soldiers. He's been a fixture sitting on the steps of the state capitol since early June, pledging not to eat solid food until President Barack Obama sits down and talks to him about improving benefits for military veterans. Now he's taking his fast to the White House.
Hunger strikes in human history are the most successful, peaceful campaign against the powers that be that they can be. I think that if I go sit outside his front doorstep, he'll finally say, wait a minute, what does this guy want? And then he'll say, you know what, bring him in here for tea. I got 15 minutes to spare. It couldn't take longer than that.
Hallis will be arriving at the White House just as a new national protest there begins against the war in Afghanistan. This weekend is the 10th anniversary of the first U.S. troops arriving there to oust the Taliban regime. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.